With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Water Authority completes initial work for a site-specific hydrogeological survey of the Sister Islands. Two pilot wells were drilled for the future Cayman Brac Waterworks on the Bluff back in February, and another was drilled at a site for the Little Cayman Waterworks in April. Water Authority Cayman Director Dr. Julia Frederick Van Genderen tells Radio Cayman core samples from all the wells are currently undergoing lab testing, which will help determine the viability and design of wells for the new reverse osmosis water treatment plants.
The Water Authority's mandate is to ensure that everyone on every island has access to clean, affordable water. Investing in this critical infrastructure is how we meet our commitment.
She says the hydrogeological survey is one of the first major steps toward a new waterworks facility for Cayman Brac and setting up a permanent, reliable, and affordable water supply for the Little Cayman community. The lab results and final interpretive geological report are expected later this year.
The Cayman Islands may be small in size, but we have demonstrated that we can make meaningful contributions to environmental protection, marine conservation, and sustainability.
And that's why Cayman's environment leaders recently met with the UK policymakers, scientists, environmental organizations, and conservation leaders. Environment Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes tells Radio Cayman the visit underscored the important role that small island nations and overseas territories can play in advancing environmental stewardship, scientific research, and practical conservation solutions.
Whether discussing ocean conservation, biodiversity protection, or modern waste management systems, the common theme was the importance of practical, evidence-based solutions. The insights gained through these discussions will now help inform and strengthen our work right here at home in Cayman.
Throughout the program, the delegation discussed issues ranging from marine conservation and biodiversity protection to client resilience, environmental governance, and sustainable development. And the Department of Environment's shark research team has confirmed a major scientific milestone for local shark conservation, the first birth alert tag deployment in a pregnant 2-meter Caribbean reef shark.
The confirmation of pregnancy with the ultrasound and the deployment of the first birth alert tag in the pregnant Caribbean reef shark is an incredible moment for the DOE shark research in the Cayman Islands.
DOE shark expert Dr. Joanna Kohler tells Radio Cayman it's a, quote, major step forward in understanding the reproductive ecology in local sharks because the technology helps identify pregnancy stages, litter sizes, and pupping areas. This will ultimately lead to evidence-based management decisions to, quote, better protect Cayman's coastal sharks. This project is funded by the UK government through the Darwin Plus and the Cayman Islands Brewery, building on the DOE's previous work. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, has resigned, ending months of speculation about his future, just 2 years after his landslide election victory. He'll remain as caretaker until a new Labour Party leader is chosen by early September. His main rival, Andy Burnham, has confirmed he'll stand for the party leadership. Another contender, Wes Streeting, now says he'll be supporting Andy Burnham. The right-wing Reform UK party has called for an early general election following Sir Keir's resignation. Its leader, Nigel Farage, says Britain needed real change. But the EU chief, Ursula von der Leyen, praised the British Prime Minister for bolstering European and Ukrainian security. The rightward shift in Latin America appears to have continued, with the right-wing candidate in Colombia's presidential election winning a narrow victory. Preliminary results showed Abelardo de la Espriella defeated his left-wing rival, Ivan Cepeda, by a margin of less than 1 percentage point. Pope Leo says international aid priorities have become badly skewed, with governments more interested in feeding conflict instead of the hungry. Speaking at the World Food Programme headquarters in Rome, Leo complained that humanitarian crises were being overlooked as richer countries focused on national security. José Luis Ábalos, a prominent figure in Spain's Socialist Party and close ally of Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez, has been sentenced to 24 years in prison for corruption. World News from the BBC.